Russian atrocities in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, Ukraine's president tells the United Nations Security Council more must be done to defend the Ukrainian people. Live to Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Chris, President Zelensky's address to the UN Security Council comes as more evidence of civilian massacres has been discovered following the absence of Russian troops.
They were killed in their apartments, houses, blowing up grenades. The civilians were crushed by tanks while sitting in their cars in the middle of the road.
The head of NATO has warned that Russia is not retreating, but rather regrouping its forces in order to deploy them to eastern and southern Ukraine for what he called a crucial phase of the war. Chris.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll look to end debate today and have Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmed to the Supreme Court as soon as Thursday.
She is truly one of the most qualified and accomplished individuals ever considered by this chamber to the Supreme Court.
Judge Jackson's apparent judicial philosophy is not well suited to our highest court.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell there. Elon Musk is joining the board of Twitter.
The Tesla CEO has purchased more than 9% of the company, making him the single largest shareholder. He will be restricted as a board member and can't own more than 14.9% of Twitter stock. David Bahnsen is chief investment officer of the Bahnsen Group.
I think that what they realize is perhaps an entire new strategy is needed, and Musk clearly has been successful in generating such.
Musk has 80 million Twitter followers. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Fox confirms former President Trump's daughter Ivanka will meet with the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. Her husband Jared Kushner took questions from the committee last week. Michigan Congressman Fred Upton is the fourth Republican who voted to impeach President Trump after the Capitol riot to announce that he will not run for re-election this year. He's currently serving his 18th two-year term. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A jury in Michigan's back behind closed doors, deliberating the case of four men accused of planning to kidnap the state's governor.
The jury in federal court in Grand Rapids, in its second day of deliberations, is denied a request for trial transcripts, with a judge telling jurors to do their best to recall as they decide the fate of Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta, who are charged with a kidnapping conspiracy in an alleged anti-government plot against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Prosecutors say over the governor's strict COVID lockdowns in 2020. All four men have pled not guilty, claiming they either had no intentions to a plot or that they were set up by the FBI.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A convicted Rochester, New York mobster is rearrested after escaping federal custody in Orlando, Florida. The U.S. Marshals Service says Dominic Tadeo had an authorized appointment to leave his halfway house last Monday and did not return. Prostate exams on the go in New York City.
This is House Call for Health. Food trucks parked on the side of the street may be a common sight in many cities, but in New York City, something new is coming. A mobile prostate exam bus. The Mount Sinai Medical Center has the first ever bus of its kind to help get to men who might not think about prostate screenings and cancer, a very treatable cancer if caught in time. The bus will visit neighborhoods where men are at higher risk, focusing on a lot of African-American communities. The American Cancer Society says black men are more than twice as likely to die from prostate cancer than white men. In general, there are more than 3 million men diagnosed every year and more than 34,000 annual deaths. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
There's now a federal investigation into electric vehicle batteries recalled due to defects that can cause fires or stalling. They're made by LG Energy Solutions of South Korea. Five automakers have issued recalls of those batteries in February of 2020, and now the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is stepping in to see if more recalls are warranted. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.